from Washington. This is VOA News. The United Nations calls for a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and Afghanistan presidential candidates reach an agreement on the recent election. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. The United Nations is now calling for a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. That, as the Israeli Air Force struck targets inside Gaza again for a fifth day Saturday. With several people killed overnight, well over 100 Palestinians have been killed since the offensive began Tuesday. The United Nations Human Rights Representative says the bombing is casting doubt that Israel is within complying with international law banning the targeting of civilians.
We have received deeply disturbing reports that many of the civilian casualties, including of children, occurred as a result of strikes on homes. Such reports raise doubts about whether the Israeli airstrikes have been in accordance with international humanitarian law and international human rights law. The targeting of civilian homes is a violation of IHL unless these homes are being used for military purposes.
Although Hamas and other militants have fired more than 600 rockets at Israel, so far no Israelis have been killed, in large part due to Israel's rocket defense system, the partly U.S.-funded Iron Dome. White House spokesman Josh Earnest condemned rocket attacks on Israel from Lebanon, reaffirming Israel's right to defend itself, but also appealing for calm.
The president also expressed his concern about the risk associated with further escalation and emphasize the need for all sides in this dispute to do everything they can to protect the lives of civilians and restore calm.
Palestinians say a mosque was bombed and turned into rubble Saturday. Israel says the mosque was used to hide weapons. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says both of Afghanistan's presidential candidates have agreed to a full audit of the June 14th election runoff. Kerry spoke late Saturday at a press conference with runoff candidates Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani. He said the audit process will take a number of weeks. He also said outgoing President Hamid Karzai has agreed to postpone the presidential inauguration date to accommodate the audit. More on these stories at voanews.com. The Iraqi government says it is sending 4,000 volunteers to bolster government control of Ramadi, the Anbar province capital. The action follows Kurdish Peshmerga fighters capturing several strategic oil fields near the Kurdish-controlled town of Kirkuk Friday. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iraqi government TV reported that the 4,000 volunteers were being airlifted to Ramadi from the country's mostly Shiite regions. A spokesman for Iraq's top Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani, urged volunteers and regular army forces to respect the rights of Iraqi citizens in regions where they were fighting. He says he is calling on volunteers and soldiers who are defending their country to strictly respect the rights of all Iraqi citizens, no matter what their sectarian, ethnic, or political affiliations may be. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The European Union says it is placing sanctions on 11 leaders of the pro-Russian rebellion in eastern Ukraine, including separatist leader Alexander Borodai, who has declared himself the prime minister of the Donetsk region in the east of Ukraine. The EU had already imposed sanctions on many other people and businesses involved in the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. Meanwhile, emergency officials in Donetsk say at least 4 civilians were killed by artillery fire that damaged several apartment buildings in an overnight attack. Russia's president has begun a 6-day tour of Latin American countries. Vladimir Putin's first stop Friday was Cuba, where he met with Cuban President Raul Castro. Mr. Putin is scheduled to be in Rio de Janeiro Sunday for the World Cup final, where Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff will officially hand over World Cup responsibilities to the Russian leader, whose country hosts the next global tournament in 2018. Meantime, at the World Cup, the battle for third place pits home team Brazil against the Netherlands on this Saturday. The Dutch men's football team finished second at the World Cup in South Africa 4 years ago and are looking to place in the top three again Saturday in Brasilia. Brazil is hoping to rally after an embarrassing 7-1 blowout loss to Germany in the semifinals. There's more on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.